Blog Talk Radio.
Without you, Father, we wouldn't be here. Without you, Father, we just can't do it. I thank you for the calling of the chauffeur, the calling of the chauffeur. Emerge as a weapon of spiritual warfare. Amen. It's just not a sound going out. This is an alert. Stand guard. Mount up. Let's do this. Amen. For the Lord. Let's do this for the Lord. I'm going to open up in prayer, and we're going to have early fruit, and we're going to have evening fruit. Amen. Father God, thank you for your presence. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your divine wisdom, your wealth, your understanding. Father, we give praise unto you because you deserve all the praise. Father, we love you, Father. We want to pray continually because that's what your words say. Pray continually, but pray without ceasing. And we need you, God. We need breakthroughs. We need healing. We need deliverance. And most of all, Father, we need souls saved. So we take those souls and put them into your hands on this day, God. And we know the work is already done, Father. We ask you to continue to shut every door you want shut and open every door that you want open, Father. Broaden our mind, broaden our territory for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we get into our worship and our praise music, I just want to share a little fruit. And I'll try to share a little more before the show is over, amen. But I want to share something called treasure made above all else. This will infuse joy into your heart and mind. It will also glorify me. To treasure something is to hold or keep it, esteeming it as precious. I am training you to hold securely onto me, your Savior God and constant companion, knowing that I will never leave your side and increase your joy and peace immeasurably. Also, esteeming me as your precious Savior strengthens your desire to keep me in your sights and live according to my will. When you prize me above all else, above all other things, those other things lose their grip on you. One way to discern what you hold dearest is to examine your thoughts when your mind is at rest. If you don't like what you find, do not despair. You can teach yourself to think about me more consistently. It's helpful to memorize scripture, especially verses that draw you closer to me. Try putting reminders of my loving presence throughout your home and workplace. And remember to seek the help of the Holy Spirit. He delights in pointing you back to me. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy and sold all he had and bought that field. And that's the book of Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. I consider everything I lost compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ, Jesus, my Lord. For whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. And that is the word of God, Philippians 3, chapter 3, verses 8 through 9. But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. John 14, 26. And that's the New King James Version. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. And that's John 16, verse 14. Also in the New King James Version. Amen. That is our early fruit for this evening. We'll have our later fruit later. So let's get into a little bit of worship, a little bit of praise music. Amen. Hallelujah. How many want to do that with me? Yes, Lord.
This song goes out to all the families who've been affected by violence in the streets, hatred, prejudices. My brother Michael Brown, my brother Trayvon Martin, Sean Bell, and all the families we don't even know about, Oscar Grant, Jordan Davis, Emmett Till, our hearts are with you, and change is going to come.
Change is going to come. Let me tell you something. Anybody know about change is Wes Morgan. I just celebrated 9 years clean from cocaine. Did it for 15 years. A lot of people said it wouldn't happen, but I know change is going to come. Going to happen in our streets, in our neighborhoods, on our jobs, in our churches. Every aspect of your life is about to change right now. Here comes right now, change is going to come. This is Wes Morgan. I love you, and know that change is coming.
I was born by the river. In a little tent.
I watched my son struggle for years, and I watched him fight for his life. I watched him go through his highs and his lows, but I knew his change would come.
long time coming, but I know change don't come. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. Oh, even though I know what's above the sky. Been a long time coming, but I know my change is gonna come. Well, I go to the movies, sometimes I go downtown. Always seems like somebody's telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, yes it has. But I know my change is gonna come. Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please. Then he always knocks me down. I just couldn't make it, yeah, yeah. But now I feel like I got the strength carrying on. It's been a long time coming. But I know my change. I want you to know, my brother, it's gonna come, it's on its way. Oh, I know my change is coming. You need to know my change.
been for the people through the years. Through the years, Spencer. Through the years, Clay. Through the years, Clay. Through the years, JoJo. Through the years, my cousin. Oh! Oh! I keep on calling.
Sweet. me say, Willie, you'll hear me, son, when the gates swing open. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh,
Lord, Lord. Lord God, I feel. Yes,
sing,
I feel the anointing coming down.
Keep on saying to yourself that God
get me through this, that God will get me through this, God will get me through, yes, God, he will get me through, sing it with me now. Tell me no different, my brother, 'cause I know, and I've tried it. I know it will. Yes, it will get me through every time and every way. It will get me through. I know. I remember Job. He went through it. Yes, he did. Lost everything.
God will get us through. Hallelujah.
There's a dream that I dream from my heavenly home, and I
Keeping It Real, McNeil, and I'm asking you to tune into MCI Ministry Radio for a week of inspirational word power and inspiration and development and fulfillment of the Holy Ghost We have Apostle Callie McNeil of on Sunday mornings, Mount Carmel International Church, 9 a.m., where she comes with the Holy Ghost-filled word, with the Holy Ghost-filled power, and she comes with healing and prophecy. Amen. Glory to God. Please tune in and don't miss out on the move of God. Amen. On Mondays, we have Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. It's your fix at 6 p.m. on Mondays with a word of inspiration, with a word of encouragement, and hopefully and prayerfully, a word of healing. Amen. Tuesday, we have Bishop Thurman Buller of Undisputed Truth Ministries, where if it's the truth, it's undisputed. If it's the word, it's undisputed. Amen. Glory to God. And we have our weekend word workout by the one and only Lady T of Undisputed Ministries also. Amen. Glory to God. And Fridays, we have Pastor McNeil also with your Fresh Fire Friday with inspirational music, fruitful thought, and most of all, the presence of God. Amen. We hope you join us on the weekly day, on a weekly basis to get filled, get your filling. It's summertime and we know the world is opening back up, but we cannot forget about Christ Jesus. No matter what we do, we shall not forget about Christ. MCI Ministry Radio is designed to do the work of God, do the work of Christ, be honorable, serve the Lord in all that we do. Amen. If you want to email us, you can email us at mci2621@yahoo.com. Questions, you want prayer, you want a prayer request, you want a song request, you want a question answered, you want to have a conversation, we'll put you through to any one of those ministers. If you want to go back and find some of the old sermons or some of the old words that we have them all available. Use the email. We want to thank you for tuning in and supporting. God bless.
Sometimes I think about what the end is going to be. But I want the church to know tonight I'm not going to turn around. I've been on this journey for 36 years. And I'm not tired yet. In fact, we're going to sing a song in a few minutes that said, I don't feel no ways tired. But every time somebody asks me and said, what you going to do after 36 years? Where are you going from here? You know what I tell them? I believe I run on.
Yes.
tomorrow. Tomorrow might
just be too late.
Wait, but just before you rise up, as always, Satan said, why don't you count up the cost? Till you rise up anyway, and once again,
Satan, you lost.
Come on, y'all help us sing.
Satan, you lose. You lose again. Satan, you lose. You lose again.
Satan, you lose.
Fire Friday flashback.
Lord, it's gonna rain. It's gonna rain. You better get ready and bear this in mind. God sure knows, showed him the rainbow sign. He said it won't be water, but fire next time. Listen, we're back. The Bible days, Noah told the people it's gonna rain. But when he told them, they paid him no mind. And when it happened, they was left behind. I tell you, it's gonna rain. Get ready, it's gonna rain. Lord, you better get ready and bear this in mind. God sure knows, show him the rainbow sign. He said it won't be water, but fire next time. They tell me when the water began to pour, they knocked on the window, they knocked on the door. They didn't know exactly what to do. Now you don't want this to happen to you. I tell you, it's gonna rain. Do you believe it's gonna rain? Lord, you better get ready and bear this in mind. God sure knows the rainbow sign. He said it won't be water, but fire. This is what Noah told me. Noah said, I'm sorry, my friend.
Yeah.
God got the key. You can't get in. If something don't happen to the heart of man, the same thing is gonna happen again. I tell you, it's gonna rain. Children, it's gonna rain. Show him
a rainbow sign.
He said
it won't be water, but fire next time.
Let the church say amen. I'm going to sing another old song here. I wonder if anybody here that still remember the day they got rid of that heavy load of sin. If you're here in this church tonight, if I call a day, you got rid of your heavy load. Oh, a ashamed tonight. I want somebody to get up tonight. When I call your day, if you don't mind walking tonight, walk down the aisle, grab me by my hand, and tell me that today I got rid of my heavy load. Oh. I feel like having church here tonight. I know we're in a recording session, but I feel like praising the Lord. Praising. Been good to me. Good God Almighty. Back in the clay hills of Troy, Alabama, an old deacon would get up, walk up, and they didn't have no microphone. Seemed like you could hear him sing a song that said it was heavy load.
We're talking about a heavy load. We're talking about a getting kind of late now. But if I had a little more time, you'd know what I said. It's another day's joy. Lord, I'm glad about it.
Hallelujah. Another nice journey. Another journey. I want to, give us just a little fruit to hold us over prayerfully through the rest of the evening until tomorrow. And then we'll pray and then we'll hear our final selection And we're just going to pray the peace of God be upon us all. Amen. I want to give us a little dessert before we go. It says, I, the creator of the universe, and with you and for you. What more could you need? When you feel some lack, it is because you are not connecting with me at a deep level. I offer abundant life. Your part is to trust me, refusing to worry about anything. It is not so much adverse events that make you anxious as it is your thoughts about those events. Your mind engaged in efforts to take control of a situation, to bring about the result you desire. Your thoughts close in on the problem like ravens and wolves, determined to make things go your way. You forget that I am in charge of your life. The only remedy is to switch your focus from the problem to my presence. Stop all your striving and watch to see what I will do. I am the Lord. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? And that is in the Bible, the book of Romans, chapter 8, 31 through 32. But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior, my God. He will hear me. As Micah 7, 7. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 3. This has been a beautiful, beautiful Friday. It is a lovely Friday. I want to thank all our staff once again, producer. I want to thank First Lady, of course, who does many, many things. All our listeners from far and beyond, from basic here in the community, in the city, in the neighborhood, in this country, out of this country, wherever you may be. We thank you for your support, and we thank you for allowing us to come into your airways and come into your space to do thus saith the Lord. We're going to have prayer, and we're going to close out with a song. And once again, we're just going to thank everybody for the support. Father God, you've moved. You've had your way, and you're still in charge. We love you. We adore you. We need you more than we ever needed you before. Now, Holy Spirit, move in the lives of your people. Show up and show out. Remind those who doubt that you're still in charge. Remind those who know you that miracles are still coming today in their homes, and that you have a precious, precious gem waiting for their heart. Lord, we thank you for your son. We thank you for his sacrifice. We thank you for his precious blood. We ask you to bless our children, our grandchildren, our family, friends, and even our enemies. Bless those that are close. Bless those that are far away. And until we hear from you again, we love you, we'll seek you, and we know we will find you. In Jesus' name, we've made this prayer, and we said, amen. Hallelujah.
Somebody here know what God can do. Somebody know what God can do. Did he have to raise your family? Hallelujah. How many can say God opened doors for me?
All right.
Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're going through, keep in mind that God's grace
is sufficient.
Yes. Somebody give God praise if you believe it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you believe it, church? Yes. God's great. Can you bear witness that his grace is my God's grace? When the enemy thinks he got you down, God know how to pick you back up. You're going through. Remember, God made us, and He knows what to do. His grace feels. God's grace feels. Hallelujah. I just want to minister to the sick. Church, if you have prayed night and day that your sickness would go away, but your body still aches with pain. You know what you gotta do? Do this. Use your faith, and He will heal. Won't He do it? His strength is made perfect when we become weak. Somebody say, yes, Lord. God, you're easy. It looks like the church has to go through so much. Hallelujah. You see, God knew what we're going through here on earth. Hallelujah. He knew that all of our friends and all of our loved ones are not saved. Hallelujah. But we love them anyhow, don't we?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We pray for them anyhow, don't we? Hallelujah. Sometimes it seems like it's just not one thing, it's another. But I want to tell you something, church. God knew all about your sorrows.
Yeah.
He's waiting on you to just lift your eyes and call on Him. Church, we got a lot of good doctors. We got a lot of good doctors.
Hallelujah.
And I thank God for the good doctors. Modern science have created more medicine than ever before. And I thank God for the medicine too. But I'm going to tell you something, church.
Hallelujah.
You need to know this when you get sick. You need to know this. In spite of all the good doctors, in spite of all the medicine, there's still only one healer. Anybody know the healer? Anybody know the healer? Yeah! Give your reason. Do you know him? Do you know the healer? He's all right with me. Hallelujah.
It's
sufficient for you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God's grace is sufficient.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've already done. And always remember, because he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness and insults and hardships and in persecution and in difficulties. This has been your Fresh Fire Friday. I've been your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. We pray you have a safe and prosperous weekend. We love you. And until God allow us to get together again, we say God bless.